We believe that food plays a tremendous role in maintaining optimal health and also in healing. One example of that is that our team has been working with the Sylvester Cancer Center, which is actually right down the street from where we're located. They told us that there was really nowhere within the entire Jackson Health District where they could recommend that some of their very critical patients eat based on their dietary recommendations. And when we first had that meeting, we were sort of shocked that that's the reality here. So we want patients to be able to come in and say, okay, I'm on an anti-inflammatory diet, or I'm on a low sodium diet, or I'm on a vegan diet or a gluten-free diet, and it will be super easy for them to navigate the menus here.
And the other thing is, besides patients, the workforce here is under a lot of stress. They work crazy hours and they have very few choices other than fast food.
What actually are going to be some of the menu options? What kind of food is going to be available here?
There's 5 fast casual food concepts. There is a stripped down version of Charcoal Garden Bar and Grill. It's called Charcoal Rotisserie. There's a poke concept called Little Island Poke Shop. There's a Mediterranean concept called Levant. There's a modern hip deli called Leo and Bloom Delicatessen. And then there's the first brick and mortar location of Della Bowls, as well as a beverage offering called Radiate Apothecary and Bar.
And our goal is to serve a healthier type of food.
The vision is to put a hydroponic farm on the floor above where we are here. And the company is called 80 Acres Farms. And what they grow in their farms is green leafy vegetables, microgreens, culinary herbs, and woody herbs. And they also do vine crops, like tomatoes and cucumbers. So you're getting something that's traveling 24 feet instead of 2,400 miles. And we'll also hopefully be able to provide these products at retail in the market here so that people that work in the hospital can actually go grocery shopping on their way home.
When you did your market research, what led you to believe that this was a place where this concept could be profitable?
Total payroll for the district is $1.9 billion. She's talking about one of the most concentrated, highly paid work areas and underserved work areas in the state of Florida.
This really is a food desert. And it just hasn't really been a priority, I think, within institutional healthcare settings to insist that the food offerings are better.
I wouldn't normally associate this with a hospital area, but you guys are going to have cocktails available. Tell me about that choice.
It was an easy choice because of economics. The license for the size space that we have is available. So it's not like we had to go out and buy a bar license, which would have been prohibitive. And the other thing is that we expect to do some groups in the evening who want to have a special event here, a retirement party or a promotion party or fundraisers. So I think that people socializing after work is nice, and there aren't many places to do it in the district.